Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:26. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How you doing?
Very good. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to have a chance to come here and say a few things. My last scheduled day was actually Labor Day, and you don't have it on holidays, and so it, as it works out, on the Mondays you get hit with the holidays quite a bit, but I had the opportunity to do a little camping with a couple of friends on Labor Day, and it was kind of nice. Nothing big, just an opportunity to get out and visit a little bit and not get too many bug bites.
That was my only problem with camping, was the bug bites.
Yes, I haven't done a lot of camping since I was a Boy Scout leader many years ago, and back when I had young boys, when my son was young and everything. But this would be back, 25 years ago, in that time period. I did quite a bit then with several different friends, but I hadn't been out in a while, so that was nice and an opportunity to do that and relax a little bit. And the pretty weather still continues.
It does.
It looks like it's going to be a very nice week. A little hot for this time of year, but
yeah, a little on the warm side. A little bit of, taking away some of the humidity, it might be a little bit better.
Yeah, but don't worry, wintertime will get back.
About the middle of January, we'll be saying, where's that
warm weather? It won't be, you stop and think about it, it's only 6 weeks away or so from a frost.
True.
It's not that far out, so we'll enjoy it while we can and hope that it lasts for a while and everyone has a wonderful day out there.
Exactly. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a break.
Sure.
Here. We'll come back and talk with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:33, welcome back. People Speak. I'm Jeff. Again, we're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and it's been a few weeks since we talked.
Yes, it is. It's been, I think, 4 weeks since I was in here last, or five, because we missed that one period. We had a 5-week, but it's good to be back. I imagine first question on everyone's mind, or maybe not, because there has been a couple press releases on it, is real estate tax bills. They are printed out. Actually, I was down at the courthouse last week on some other projects. They're printed out. They're in the process of sorting them and collating them and stuffing them into envelopes this week. So with a little luck, they should be in the mail by Friday, and everyone will have them next week to begin to enjoy them and have an opportunity. I don't remember right off the top of my head what the due dates were, but they're about mid-October and about mid-November. I did not check that and write it down before I came in, but they will be coming out late this week or the first part of next week, and gotten behind a little bit this year, and we had talked about that. There was some reassessments. Well, actually, there's once every 4 years is a quadrennial reassessment, which took place, and in the process there were some property index numbers that needed to be corrected and changed, moved from different areas, and some corrections that took place. And then once that is accomplished, it goes to the Board of Review, then it has to go to the Illinois Department of Revenue for final approval, and it kind of got delayed. Illinois Department of Revenue, I guess they have some staff changes up there this year. It slowed it down a little bit, and just a little bit in different places kind of slowed the process. Normally we try to have them out by about first week or so of June, but we pushed it behind about 12 weeks this year, a little further than we wanted, but we do actually have them out now so we can get the collections process taking place. And I always kind of mention this stuff, but depending on where you live, the majority majority of the real estate taxes, although they're collected by the county, and the county is the administrator of the process. Most of the taxes go to the school district in which you live. For my case, I live in the Sparta school district, but not inside the city limits of a town such as Sparta. So about two-thirds of my real estate tax bills will be the Sparta school district, and one-third being Randolph County and all the other smaller, less, you know, other lesser districts or lesser areas, such as I'm in the Baldwin Fire Protection District, 708 Board for Mental Health, Schwick College District, there's a little small levy on that, and ambulance, there's a little ambulance levy and those types of things. But the bulk of it goes to the Sparta School District. And of course, those school districts need their collections as well, because school is underway now, and it becomes a cash crunch if they don't receive the funding.
Right.
So it's important to be getting those out and to be getting the distributions in and distributed. We've been a little behind this year, but hopefully this will get back on track, and next year we'll be back in our usual routine of the first week or two of June, with due dates around middle of August, which is, that works very well.
Right. What was the multiplier this year?
The multiplier was 1.1025, I believe, if I have that remembered correctly. Typically, it's been around one. It went up just a little bit this year, indicating that the assessments might be just a bit low on some people. most assessments and the reassessment this year did not change much. There, obviously, there's always going to be a few that change a fair amount, particularly for a person if for some reason their property wasn't assessed correctly in the past, or you know they had left something out of it. Then when you get your reassessment, it seems like a big jump. But for all of those who were assessed pretty well accurately, then there'd be not be a tremendous amount of change. Of course, assessments of farmland are based on the productivity indexes. Excuse me. And those have been changing just a little bit over the last 5 or 6 years. You've heard me talk about that as they've been making corrections to the productivity indexes on farmland. And, of course, farmland is a large portion of the real estate within Randolph County. So those are a little bit off in a different direction. But for just what is called the standard real estate, your homes, your houses, your businesses, for the most part, those are pretty well in good shape. So, and the multiplier kind of indicates that.
And the multiplier basically just evens everything out.
The multiplier is designed to even it out. Property values in this area have went up a little. Well, they went up all over the country quite a bit over the last 10 years, if you read that. But they've also increased a little bit in here. And the multiplier helps recognize those things until all the assessments can be adjusted and changed. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a new process going forward where we will divide the county into four quadrants and basically try to assess one completely each year, which takes quite a bit of work. Obviously, technology has changed a lot in this, and where before, you come out with a pen and a pad, now they, notepad, now they come out with these little tablet computers, and they'll take pictures of the property, various different pictures and notations, make whatever notes they want to on the pad, and then this uploads into the regular real estate tax base. So if you call up a piece of property once it's finished, obviously, which takes quite a bit of time to get all this in place. You'll have GIS coordinates as well as the address. You'll have GIS coordinates. You'll have mapping coordinates. You'll have basic pictures of the real estate and property and the address and that sort of information to provide better quality assessments. One other thing, too, it's not been set yet, but we're looking at the possibility of another flyover. It's been about 6 years since the last one. It's good to do those once every 5 to 10 years, depending on how time goes, where they do the aerial pictography and they use that, then they overlay that aerial pictography on the GIS mapping system, and it plats it out and shows every piece of property, so you have both aerial views and the other. The flyovers are so much better now. They're talking about basically 3-inch pixels. So that means anything that's 3 inches or larger, you would theoretically see. Where I think some of the older ones we had, they were more like 2 foot square. If it was at least 2 foot by 2 foot, you probably didn't even see it. So it was, it provides a much better overall image in mapping, and then all of that stuff being coordinated into the real estate maps and legends that are available at Randolph County. So it takes a while to bring all that up onto, up into the system, gather all that information, coordinate the efforts together, and bring it together. But once done, it provides very fine property records for Randolph County, and quality records are very important to a county.
Right. I mean, you've got to have the records so you know what's out there, what's...
Well, yes, you have to have quality records so you can provide quality services to the people that are out there. I mean, if you police protection, fire protection, ambulance services, those types of things are all based on quality records of where things are located and how they are, as well as maintaining roads and bridges and those types of things all are based off of good records, which, of course, that becomes the core of everything, as well as a fair and equitable tax collection system. So it all kind of interrelates together and becomes part of one another. But that has been the process this year, and it'll continue on and, continue to update it over the next 3 or 4 years and to bring it to a completion.
All right. What else we got going on?
Well, roads. We usually talk a little bit about those. Baldwin, the what I call the Baldwin Blacktop. But the road, they finished the resurfacing project, and most people probably already know that. It was on the blacktop that ran, the Baldwin Road that ran north-south from Ridge Road to the city limits, or village limits of Baldwin, then north from the village limits of Baldwin up to the county line, St. Clair County line. That project has been completed. It was completed with some final striping and the little center reflectors they put in about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So that's a completed project and taken care of. There's the highway project. This is not obviously Randolph County, but it's within Randolph County. The road running from basically the covered bridge, the resurfacing of, what is that, Route 153, I believe it is, from the covered bridge, basically, which is south of Steelville, on down to Chester, down at Chester at Murfreesboro Road. There at Chester is where it terminates. They have all the blacktop laid on that, and the service project is finished. They still need a little shoulder work to bring up the shoulders and the striping and the center lines and those types of things. And then I think there's one other project going north of Chester, if I'm not mistaken, on Route 3, and that's coming along. As far as other county roads, most of the oil and chipping is pretty well complete as it relates to the county and the road districts out there. That has pretty well been taken place now. There's no major bridge projects within Randolph County this year as they relate to county or road district bridges, and there is some shoulder work obviously that we want to do, and I think the mowing is pretty well moving forward on the county roads, which would probably be the last mowing of the year.
Right.
Now road districts have their own time schedule that they work off of, but this is just from the county's point of view, what is the county highway department. So that is moving forward and doing well.
Okay, so we got taxes, the roads. I see the roof project over at the care center.
Oh, yes, the roof project at the care center. Dr. Keena worked on that quite a bit. That is basically taken care of. That was a project financed by USDA Rural Development. Yeah, altogether, it'll be just a little under $300,000. It was to re-roof the care center, and of course, during the re-roofing process, they put down new insulation, repair any deck, put this rubber fiber roof on it, which very high quality, long lasting. But there had, there had been roof leaks through the winter last winter, especially in the snow and ice, not so much in the rain. And you can't set buckets around on the floor to collect water when it rains.
True.
So that was something that really needed to be taken care of. They have completed the tear off. They had to move a few heat ducts on the roof air conditioners. They took care of that. They have the new roof materials down, and right now they're working on what they call the sheet metal flashing. which is the flashing around where the roof kind of joins the walls. Right now, they just bring the rubber roofing up over the top of the wall, and they let it just hang there, and then they come back and they put the new sheet metal flashing around it and trim it up. So they're in the process of the sheet metal flashing, and I think we're going to have a few of these collection boxes, i.e. gutter downspouts. They're going to change a few of those out. They recommended changing them, which will be an add-on to the project, but that is also important. So it should pretty well be wrapped up by the end of the month, or substantially complete by the end of September. It was moving along very well. It's just a matter of getting it taken care of. So that's a very nice project as well. It was something that was important to do. You need to maintain your buildings and facilities well it's just for the future of Randolph County in general. Without good quality infrastructure, it's very difficult to do much of anything else.
Right. Right. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break here.
Sure.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back. 9:53. Got about a little under 5 minutes left in the program, talking with Randolph County Commissioner Dave Holder. And we talked about the taxes. The property taxes will be coming out. And,
talked about roads a little bit. One other thing I was going to mention, a project that's been going on for a while, was the shelter house down at Fort Kaskaskia, Fort Gage as it used to be called. That was rebuilt a year ago, and they had the grand opening for it about this time last year. And as part of the project, there's these knee walls that run around it. They're about knee high, I guess. That's what they call them, knee walls. And they're stone walls. And those things had deteriorated quite a bit. I guess overall linear feet, and not with what is part of the shelter house itself, but what is part of the area around it. And there's maybe 100, 150 foot of them. And the Randolph County Foundation, with the help of donations, the Randolph County Foundation and Chris Martin worked on it quite a bit, and Dr. Keena worked on it quite a bit, and they were able to raise the necessary funds, and those are in the process of being rebuilt and recapped. It should be finished up later on this fall, probably mid-October or so. I don't remember the exact timelines on it, but it's in the process of being redone, and that will really help that whole facility and that park down there. It's a very pretty park there, overlooking the confluence of the Mississippi and the Kaskaskia Rivers and up on the hill, and it's a very integral part of Randolph County and the history of Randolph County, and it's nice to see the structures down there being preserved and rebuilt. They say with the new stone caps they're going to put on, they should have about 100-year life.
Oh, wow.
So they're obviously they're going to be very weather resistant and do quite a bit better. The ones that were there, I think, were put there around 1945. So still, that's been there quite a while. But over a period of time, the weather does deteriorate them. The freezing and thawing and the rain types, will deteriorate it and chip it away. So it's nice to see those rebuild. And that makes that whole facility a completed project then, and very quality project, something that hopefully will be serving people for the next 50, 60 years easily on that shelter house. That was about how long the other one, before they had the tragic fire there. So it's nice to see all that coming back together. That was a very good part of Randolph County history.
You think of a shelter house, I think just something to get out of the weather or something if you happen to be out there. But that gets a lot of use.
It gets a tremendous amount of use. It's a very popular place for weddings and family reunions and receptions. It's it's very nice. People like to attend there and go there. I always appreciate stopping off there, and I've been to many events there over the years. I mentioned Boy Scout camping earlier. 25, 30 years ago when we had the Boy Scouts, we would camp down there at that particular thing. They used to have, at that time, they had a music festival there. And you'd camp around the music festival time and sell whatever it was you're selling, popcorn or coffee or something, try to make a few dollars. And it just is a very good park, and it really benefits the area, and it's nice to have.
True. I mean, that's one thing Randolph County does have, is lots of history.
Oh, it does. And it's where Illinois began, so it has wonderful history, and we're very proud of it, and we try to protect it.
Everyone thinks of Springfield or Chicago, but
Also, about a week or so ago, they had, if you know the Stone Cottage, the old Stone Cottage that is just a west, northwest of the courthouse there, that was put on the National Register of Historic Places, and that plaque was displayed about a week ago Sunday. I was able to attend that, and down at Prairie du Rocher, they also, the same day, they had a little celebration for, you know, surviving the flood, and I was able to get down to that as well and attend that a week ago Sunday. This Sunday, there wasn't that much going on, so, or at least as it related to that. We had the event Saturday here at Sparta for the airport, and that was a nice event. I was not able to get to that because of my schedule, had conflicting schedules, but many of those are been very nice to get to them, and it becomes very much a part of our community.
Right. Yeah, I had a chance to go out there, and they had a lot of aircraft on display. They were giving helicopter rides.
I've attended it many times in the past, and it is very enjoyable to see it. And it is, especially if you're not that familiar with flying and you haven't seen some of those things, or for our younger people to get up and walk up close to the smaller aircraft and learn about how they work and how they fly and the process of it is it's a very nice thing to have. We're very fortunate to have the airport here. It's a very nice facility. It has a runway long enough to put down, you know, most any non-heavy duty commercial plane.
Right. I see a few Learjets here during the
you
Grand.
Do. Mm-hmm. You do see a few of them here during the Grand. I saw a couple of the older model ones out here during the Grand as well.
Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I've enjoyed the opportunity to come here and say a few words. You have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
It won't be quite 5 weeks before we talk again.
No, it it won't, but I look forward to it.
All right. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.